You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Steve Bertrand on 720 WGN. All right, Metropolitan Water Reclamation District Commissioner Josina Morita is on a phone line. Don't be bothered if she sounds like she's talking with her mouth full because she loves Asian carp.
I do.
So there's a big push next week, is it, to teach us how to eat Asian carp?
Yeah, I'm hosting what we're calling the Asian Carp Challenge to try to get 1,000 people across the Chicagoland area to try Asian carp for the first time. It's one of the biggest threats that we have to the Great Lakes. They're swimming upstream from the Mississippi, and they threaten the future of the Great Lakes, Lake Michigan, that holds 90% of the U.S. water supply and 20% of the world's fresh surface water. And eating them is one of the things that we can all do to help stop them.
It sort of got a bad rap, the fish did, because I was out in a boat with them jumping into my boat one time. And, you know, they're slimy, they bleed easily, and, you know, it's just kind of a creepy thing. But it would be great if we could harness this in some way.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we're trying to do, is break that stigma. A lot of people have seen images of them being aggressive and slimy faces, bloody faces. But they are, you know, a white fish that are actually vegetarian. They're not bottom feeders like a lot of the other fish that we eat. So it's really a healthy alternative, and it's an opportunity to create a local economy as well as supporting the environment.
I thought they were really bony fish and hard to prepare for food.
They are bony, so they don't fillet the way that normal fish do, but we can provide them in kind of a minced, kind of the equivalent of what ground beef would be. So that's why we're going to be providing Asian carp burgers and Asian carp tacos this Saturday, October 17th.
So it's processed at a meat processing or fish processing place and comes back sort of like ground fish.
Exactly.
Okay, so what's your favorite, the taco or the burger?
I'm a fan of the burger, and my new favorite may soon be I'm going to be making Asian carp dumplings for the first time myself.
Have you cooked it yourself before?
I've made the burgers before.
Yeah, okay.
It's super easy because, you know, fish cook so fast. You just prepare it into a patty, season it, and it's ready to go.
And, you know, you're right, it is. It could promote a whole new local economy. I know there's a co-op down in Peoria where they're talking about harvesting tons of Asian carp every year, up to 15 tons this year. And it's a cheap food source that could help in food banks, and which is interesting, too, because it comes up ground and can be frozen immediately, it will last longer, and food pantries might be more inclined to be able to use it.
Yeah, it's cheap, it's local, it's sustainable. It really is a great product that we hope, if we could just break the stigma, get people to try it for the first time, that this will become a commonplace thing, you know, for food pantries, like you said, for schools, but also for restaurants. We hope to have an Asian carp restaurant week next year.
And so where will be the events be coming up a week from tomorrow? Or what kind of events do you have there?
So we'll be launching with Dirk's Fish House on Clybourne near Webster. Dirk and Terry, the owners, have been promoting sustainable fish and Asian carp for years. So we'll be launching there next Saturday, and we'll have a whole list of sites listed on our website across the Chicagoland area, as well as downstate, Peoria, Carbondale, Champaign, Springfield. People can visit www.asiancarpchallenge.org to see the full list of events.
And it seems like there's nothing but good things that could come from this.
It's a win-win. It's a win for the environment. It's a win for the economy. It's a win for the state. It's an exciting thing, and we're trying to make it fun and accessible for people.
Josina Morita is trying to make Asian carp fun for you, and she started with us today. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Steve Bertrand.